Blog Talk Radio.
Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbilai Dimin Rahman Rahim Malik Yomidin. Iyaka Nabudiyaka Nasta'in. Dinesu Wafu Mushtikin. Sumato Ladina Anto Olehim. Kali Maguri Olehim. Walido Olehim. I seek refuge from Satan, the rejected enemy, the outcast, with the name of Almighty God, Allah. The Lord, the cherished and sustainer of all worlds. Allah is most gracious, most merciful. He is the master of the day of judgment in which we all live. Thee alone we should be worshiping, and thy aid we should be seeking. O Allah, please continue showing us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy favors on, and not of those who are gone astray. Amen. The Rock Talk Radio Station, coming out of California under the authority of Amin Muhammad. We're here tonight again discussing an age-old problem of racism, of lies, weak ideas, and wrong thinking. All what racism live off of. Get the energy from lies, weak ideas, and wrong thinking. Allah has created all the human beings for one reason. And the human being is supposed to serve God. But when the human being is not living in an environment, not living among people who tell it or her the truth, problems arose. And we got problems throughout the world with racism. African Americans can't go out this country, go to another country without experiencing racism. Right now, even in Africa, those French people want to continue taking the people resource in Africa. Africa replies all of these countries' resource. Remember, so all of them get their substance from Africa. But they want you to hate Africa. They want you to see Africa is nothing but a wasteland full of animals. That's the picture they want to show you. They don't want to tell you about the gold, diamonds, all the minerals. If they make an atomic bomb or anything like that, they got to go to Africa and get what they need to do it. But they ain't going to tell you that. They ain't going to tell us. They keep everything a secret. One thing about Caucasians, they can keep things a secret. They done kept the Quran a secret for over 1,400 years. They have kept it out of the minds and the hearts of people. So I'm not calling all of them the devil, but a whole lot of them and a whole lot of us the devil. Because you keep a book like that out of the minds and the hearts of people, then you are able to raise up an image and said, this image is God or God's son. You are the most despicable creature, and get away with it. Nobody challenges you when they raise the image up. I was listening to a preacher out in the square talking about Jesus God, but he would never read that chapter or that verse in Matthew. What Jesus said, many will come in my name. He would never read that. He never would read Jesus, I speed up that I go away. If I not go away, the comforter cannot come to you. He ain't going to read that. But he'll read all the other things that want to keep people in darkness. if Jesus was a savior, seeing he would have been on the shores when we first got to America, because we need saving. We didn't get it. Huh? World War II, they need saving. Three, Jim Crow days, we need a savior. We didn't get it. So all these lies on Jesus is coming to an end because God has blessed one among us to come and point out to us all the problems with this lie, that God got a son, showing God is weak. He's so weak, he had to come down here and live in a son body. He had to leave one body, go to his son. Then he had to be born for Mary. And all this foolishness, he's born, now he's the son of God. That's too many gods. Huh? That's two gods too many. Then they added a ghost with it. Huh? I mean, these people that make fun of people, they're ghosts, Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. They know what they're doing and what they have done, what they have done to us and why they were doing it. They have kept us away from owning our own factories. I know a brother one time had a trucking transport. They closed their brother down. They gave him so much hell and closed him down. So they closed him down. So and other brothers and stuff had, I know a brother had his own auto part dealer. Two of them, and they were doing pretty good. And then this brother hired a Caucasian, and you thought that Caucasian was the owner of the plant because he was saying yes, sir, to the Caucasian. That's how powerful that image is. That's what that false worship do. He'll make you you the boss, but he'll make you turn into the servant. Make you hear that image, and everything that image says, you're okay. If somebody look like you, you don't agree with them. That's what that image is. So we here tonight to hope we can get rid of this image so we can all live on this earth in peace. No one, all of us came through Adam. We are the children of Adam. And God made us all the testers. We're all passing through 100 years, 75 years, 60, however we eat and however we drink and all that. It has something to do with taking or adding days on our life. Smoking cigarettes. All this is things Satan came up with to take days off your life. Had to be Satan. Huh? They do. Well, I looked at Frankenstein, not the monster. Frankenstein made the monster, but they didn't go to him for that. They went to the monster, and they set the monster. They destroyed the monster. But Frankenstein should have been charged too because he made the monster. The TV is making monsters. The music that we listen to are making monsters out of the children of the earth. The rap music. Huh? The people who talk about Black Lives Matter, and then you look at TV, you see that they don't really believe that. Human life matter. Black life. And Caucasian now saying white life matter. It's a trick. It's racism at its best. All lives matter. It wouldn't be on this earth if it did. So we here tonight to straighten out some lies. If we can, go to the root of the problem. The root of the problem is in religion. Holding God up as a man. Then reinforce all the evil in that lie, adding Santa Claus, Halloween, and Thanksgiving. What is Thanksgiving? What do the Native Americans have to be thankful for when they stole everything they had? Lied. Called them savage. Called them Indian givers. And the Caucasians are the biggest giver and taker back than any man ever been on this earth. But he put that law on another instance, people called the Indian, the Native American. That's what he do. They put lies out on them. Like they lied on the Muslims. Muslims are terrorists. One, two Muslims do something crazy, we all terrorists. They have put that lie on all of us. And somehow, some of our own people, brothers and sisters who grew up with, they start treating you like a terrorist. We're easy to be manipulated because if you tell a lie and that lie is Jesus is the Son of God, then all any lie can come into your life because you ain't got no kind of foundation. If you swallow that lie, all the other lies can come in. And that's what done happened. I even heard Muslims talking about, I'm going to give the trick-or-treater some candy. I give them some advice. I ain't giving away no candy. I ain't anticipate in no lie like that. If the child don't like because I don't have no candy, maybe when he grow up, he will appreciate the reason I didn't give him no candy because I was not celebrating a lie. Maybe that child hear the truth. And that's what it's going to take for this whole world to reverse is the truth. And like Jesus said, in order for this world, the world to come free, it got to know the truth, and the truth will set us free. But we ain't been hearing the truth. We hear more lies than any people on this earth. Like Donald Trump talking about fake news, he know about it. The news have been fake. But one hour doing, we didn't have no say-so in the matter. They came out and said whatever they wanted to us. Huh? They told us what the drug area was. So all praise is due to Allah. We're here tonight on this Brock Talk radio station. And we know the root of racism or white supremacy is rooted in that false idea that God got a son. And his son comes from the Caucasian race who have been lied to us. And they accept that lie that they had white skin. And when you take them to the paint department anywhere, you see that their skin is not white. So they've been living on a veil of lie all this time. And we've been right behind them. We've been right behind them. Allah says in Al-Quran, Al-Mu'min, Domination Surah 67, be he and who has the domination and over all things has power. He have created death and life that he might try which of you is best indeed. And he is exalted and mighty forever, often forever. So this is Allah. This is no one else can carry a title like that. No one else has an attribute like that. He is the creator of death and life. That he may try which of you is better indeed. And he is exalted, mighty. He also, you ask for forgiveness, you got to ask for it. You got to ask Allah to forgive you. You know, you have done something wrong, but don't want to act too proud, too arrogant to ask the Creator for forgiveness. Huh? So you'll find out. We live in the world, and every day we wake up, it's just a sign that we are practicing the real of them. Wake up in the morning, Allah restore our soul. So the practice of that morning, we woke up, we ain't got to practice that morning. We passed that test that morning. But one morning, we ain't going to wake up. And could happen sooner because we could kill ourselves. Or we could, or somebody else could kill us. So Allah knows. Huh? Allah knows best. But Allah says he protect those who that he loves. We protect them. He put a veil around. He protected the true believer. So we here tonight to celebrate, to keep the truth flowing so that people of this world will have an avenue, a door to go through and find the truth they need. And the truth they need is in Al-Quran. The Bible is a good book, but if you read it wrongly, you read that book wrongly, you ain't going to be on this earth too long. You're like men suicide. It's like men suicide telling somebody that hit me on my right side, I'm going to show you I believe in God, and I'm going to let you hit me on my left. The police, the Navy, the Marines, and the Army, none of those people who are supposed to be Christians follow no dumb mess like that. But they can get a African-American or get up and believe something like that. Only people I know can get is African-American. They'll believe anything. Even the Bible says stick your hand in the pot. They'll believe that. Trying to prove they got faith. They ain't got no intelligence, but they got faith. And they won't be here too much longer. So we here tonight. May Allah continue to bless us. And now over back when there will never be anything deserved to be worshipped. Besides Allah and that prophet Muhammad is a seal of the prophet. That's the one Jesus spoke about was coming. And prophet Muhammad came and he did his job. After Jesus said he was coming. He led us to all truth. We have that truth in Al-Quran. And we know the same job is to make the people not to believe in what is simple, what is right. They want Hollywood to stretch the truth. So they looking for a giant person come out the clouds. Hollywood done made people see that. So, okay, then I got another cohort working. I'm a cohort worker here. My name is Abdullah Akbar, and I have my wife, Daya Akbar. And we also have Sujah Muhammad and Quran Muhammad from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. So I see Brother Sujah has raised his hand. So let me bring him. His mic is on. As-salamu alaykum, Brother Sujah. As-salamu alaykum. Your mic is on. Unmute your phone.
Assalamualaikum.
Well, let's get to the land.
It's not yet.
two phones in one room.
Okay, then. Wait a minute. Okay. Hold on for a second. Assalamualaikum.
Well, I got salam.
Alhamdulillah.
Well, you got it. Alhamdulillah.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. I'm going over with Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. I testify and bear witness that there is only one creator, one God. And I testify and bear witness that Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessings be upon Prophet Muhammad, is the seal of the prophet messenger of Allah, who's God's servant. If you put that phone in, there's going to be a double sound in there. And I hear the double sound. Alhamdulillah. So we thank Allah for his messenger. Praises be to Allah, the most merciful. We thank Allah for Abraham, Moses, Christ Jesus, Lot. We thank Allah for all his messengers. Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessing be upon him, upon them. And we pray. We pray that Allah accept our brother Imam Waridu Muhammad in his paradise, and all the believers, all the righteous in his paradise. And I pray that we as striving to be believers here on earth while we are alive, that God accept us in his paradise. Praise be to Allah. So we're going to take our time, brothers and sisters. We're not in no hurry. I'm going to read something from the Holy Quran. I will do blame in the Shaitan Rajim with Allah's name, most gracious, most merciful. Surah Al-Takbar, the repentance, barrier, the disavowal, the declaration of immunity from Allah and his messenger. To those of the pagans with whom we have contracted mutual alliance, go ye then for 4 months backwards and forwards as you will throughout the land. But know ye that ye cannot frustrate Allah by your falsehood. But that Allah will cover with shame those who reject him. An announcement from Allah and his messenger to the people's assembly on the day of the great pilgrimage. That Allah and his messenger just dissolve treaty obligations with the pagans. If then ye repent, it was best for you. But if ye turn away, know ye that ye cannot frustrate Allah and proclaim a grievous penalty to those who reject faith. But the treaties are not dissolved with those pagans with whom ye have entered into alliance, and who have not subsequently failed in you in all, not aid anyone against you. So fulfill your engagement with them to the end of their term. I love the righteous. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Surely Allah speaks the mighty truth. So that was the time that we made treaties. We made treaties with the pagans, false worshipers. But we had to live up to them, and they had to live up to the agreement that was made. You know, if we say that we not gonna attack your village, attack your home, and then we shouldn't do it. But if you turn around and attack our home, you know, then you broke the treaty. And we have a right to attack your home, you see. So it's just common sense. Just common sense. If you do us wrong, then we have a right to do you wrong. If you respect us, then we have a right to respect you. We got to respect you. You see. It's just simple as that. It's not complicated. And that's the way life is. You know, we respect each other. And if we respect each other then there's going to be peace in the land. There's going to be peace in the land. Praise be to Allah. So we can't disrespect the Christian and expect for them to respect us. We can't go and tell the Christians that you got to believe in the Quran or believe in Prophet Muhammad. You know? Well, they'll tell you, you got to believe in the Bible and you got to believe in my false Jesus. So they have that right. So our job is what? Is to speak the truth plainly and warn them. And not try to put a demand on them, or force them, or make them think that if they're not accepting our religion, then they are doing wrong, or they going to hell. We can't bring that type of teaching to humanity. Put it that way, to humanity, to the world. We can't bring forth that type of teaching. People have a right in this world. Everybody was given a free will. Remember that. If you can remember that, then you had to worry about forcing your teaching on nobody. Everybody got a free will. Even if you force it on them, they don't have to accept it. Even if you threaten them, they don't have to accept it. Why is that? Because they have a free will. What do you mean by free will? A free will means that you have the freedom to accept a thing or reject it. That's what it means. You can accept it or you can reject it. Why is that? Because God gave you that right. God give all of us that right. We're qualified to make a decision on our own. We have the freedom to accept a thing on our own and the same freedom to reject it. So that's if we understand that, brothers and sisters, we got it. You look at the Christians do their thing, and you look at them accept and reject, and you got to get out of the way, unless you won't intervene and go against God. You gonna go against God, and you gonna come back and say that they rejected the truth. The only thing I can say is that, well, they have a right. They got their free will. They have the free will, brothers and sisters. Understand that. And when Allah punished them, they belongs to Allah. And Allah punishes whom he pleases. And he forgives and helps those in whom he pleases. Those whom he pleases. We don't have the power to force a person to accept God. We can't threaten people with Satan to accept God. And Satan, anyway, Satan doing his thing. He's working overtime. So why do you want to threaten us with Satan? And Satan already done put the confusion out there. Satan doing his thing. He's confusing. He's trying to divide you. He's trying to make you make mistakes. He's trying to show God that you're not worthy of being the ruler of this creation. Well, you want to accept the inheritance that Allah has already given to us. You know? He got a constant lie there. God got a son. Jesus is God. That's running constant. That don't stop. That just keep going. You know? So we had to be able to resist that. We had to be able to look at that and laugh and know that God is in control. And know that we have the truth from Almighty God. And when we speak that truth, it's powerful. God said, do you think that I'm going to give you power? You disbelievers, you think I'm going to give you power over my believers? God said, he's not going to give you that type of power over your believers. So we not even worried about that. That don't bother us. You know, we keep going. We keep applying that which the law asks us to apply. We got to work more on coming together so we can establish ourselves. You got to work more on that. But don't worry about it, brothers and sisters. It's coming about. It's going to come about. Allah said it's going to come about unwillingly or willingly. I'd rather accept it willingly. You know? It's going to come about. The believers is coming together. The Quran said the believers must win through. They must win through. Because Allah already done commanded it. We read that when we first came into Islam, that Allah already done blessed us. When we first picked up the book. When we bore witness. That there is only one God, that Allah is one, and that Prophet Muhammad is the messenger of God. The Shahada and the Shahada Tain. The Shahada Tain. We bear witness. I bear witness that Allah is God, and that Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessing be upon Prophet Muhammad, is God's last prophet. He's the seal of the prophet. He's the messenger of Allah. He's God's servant. So that's not only a testimony, but that's a covenant. When you say, I bear witness, then you're making a covenant with God. You're making a covenant with God. You're telling God what you do, and what you're going to do, and what you're doing. I bear witness. So All we have to do is just keep on being obedient and keep on worshiping Almighty God. Brothers and sisters, we already been given the inheritance. But what do you think the reparation is? Do you think reparation belongs to the devil? Excuse me, sorry. Got that allergy. You think that we don't deserve a blessing like that? When you pray to God and ask God to bless you, you're asking God to bless you with a reparation. When you pray to God and you ask him to bless you, to help you, Allah is just watching us and taking us through a test and letting us go through this test so we can bear witness our independent self. We can make our independent move. When we accept something from God, it's a test. And God said he blessed whom he believes. Whatever you've been given come from God, brothers and sisters. It comes from God. It's not coming from the devil. Whatever you were blessed with to become successful, it came from Almighty God. It don't come from the devil. The devil don't want to see you blessed. The devil don't want to see you successful and establish yourself in business and for us to come together in unity. The devil don't want to see that. His movement is to attack us. And that's what he's been doing, but he can't be successful. He's not going to be successful. He's not winning. Why is that? Because Allah said that he's not going to be successful. Allah said that you're not going to overtake the believer. You know, Allah said that. So we know what time it is. I just don't give the devil no power. That's the only way that the devil gonna get power is when you give it to him. Don't say that just that belongs to the devil. The whole earth. Allah gave us this to rule it and maintain it and use it. And Allah said, don't forget your share. What is your share? You don't know. Your share is anything in this creation that God bless you with. That's your share. Anything in this creation that God bless you with. So you can't say that reparation is not, I ain't going to accept no reparation. But you don't want Judge Yale. You're going to turn down a blessing from Almighty God? You think the devil's giving this? We got to wake up, brothers. I see. We don't want to see. It's wide open. It's right in front of us. It's obvious. I won't give them because the devil is giving it to me. I heard of some brothers say that it's calm off the devil's table. Allah is the one that blesses all good. Allah blesses all good. If I'm giving reparations, brothers and sisters, and I help my other brothers and sisters to be successful, while I come together with other brothers and sisters that have been given reparations, and we unite and we establish big buildings, big businesses, large transportation, ships out on the sea, in the ocean. If we do this, that's a blessing from God. That's God blessing us. Now remember, God is testing us. Allah said, don't think you're going to be left alone if you believe without being tested. And try. Remember that now. Don't be taking these blessings and saying it's because of something that I'm doing. Don't get confused now. Allah bless him when we believe. When he please. So let's be thankful to God. And when God do bless us, realize and know that you're getting ready to go through a test. Especially when it's plenty, especially when it takes out all the pressures off of you that Satan have on you in this society, or all the difficulty that you're going through, you just able to make ends meet. You just got enough to pay all your bills until the next month comes. The next month, you're getting your money coming in that next month. But you be able to have enough where you can pay your bill. You see? We got to look at this thing right, brothers and sisters. We can't be blind in 2024. We can't be blind in this late time like this, where we in the judgment time. These are the judgment days that we're going through. The Bible says, what is the sign of the judgment? So there'll be what? Walls and rumors of walls. You see? Don't you see that? Everywhere you look, there's something happening. China is kind of threatened. Korea is kind of threatened. Russia is kind of threatened. Everybody want to threaten us. Walls and rumors we walk. Trump kind of threatened us. IE kind of threatened us. He want to become president and put his hand on a nuclear button. You know, they scared of Trump because he might do anything. And, you know, he had a program on TV, and he used to always say, "You fired." You know, they were scared of Trump. I'm talking about people that are in big positions. Trump fired the head of the FBI. It's amazing, brothers and sisters. These people are having a good time. Fun with us. So it's about time for us to have some fun. You know, we used to have big events. And we used to meet people from all over, different part of America. Our Muslim brothers and sisters, we used to come together. We don't do that no more. Some of us is doing it. I'm not dead. I'm not dead. I know some of us is doing it. But it looks like that. That we are dying. It looks like we ain't doing it. You know, I had a brother. He's an imam. And he asked the believers, could we have the Jummah at 1 o'clock. Now that's the time that the Middle Eastern brothers have the Jummah. 1 o'clock. The Middle Eastern brothers. Now we in Imam Wahid Muhammad community, we usually have, most of us did have the Jummah at 1:30. I was your mother's 1:30. And so he asked us, could you have the Jummah because of his work schedule, that they're changing it, they're going to change it again, and stuff like that. So I'm just looking at everybody, you know. I ain't going to make no quick move. Because Satan is trying to cause division and they're trying to divide. So I said, well, I'm go along with the rest of the brothers and sisters, you know. And I said, is this going to be, are you asking for this to be permanent? And the brother said, well, we can have it for me. Yeah, we can have it for me. And I told him, I said, well, that's the reason I asked you that. That's a little bit different. I said, you know what they're trying to do here in America. They're trying to take and shut down all the masjid of Imam Wahid Muhammad, all his programs, everything that he established. They trying to shut it down. And I said that I don't think it'd be a good idea. I said, now maybe we need to get some more brothers and sisters in here that in the program of Imam Wahid Muhammad. Then we can have a shura. But if we don't have people in here that follow email work with Muhammad, then, and you have a surah, well, you know what's going to happen. So we have to understand the movement and how things are going and how you can be up against something right away where you have to make a decision. And you got to be smart. I said, I'm going on with the majority, you know, but now of course the permanent thing, I said, we got to check that out. I go along with the temporarily. Yeah, I'm doing a lot. I said, they're trying to take our masters. They're trying to establish businesses in our, they are establishing businesses in our community. And they're taking the money out of the community. So, brothers and sisters, we got to be wise. We got to think together. When one person do something where you see is right, you know when it's, when a person is standing up. And you know when a person is compromised. You know that. You should stand up with the person that's standing up. Even if you ain't the first one to make the decision to stand up. But you realize that this situation called for me to stand up. And I'm with the person that's standing up. I'm with the part of Allah. So brothers and sisters, alhamdulillah. Oh yeah. I thank Allah for this opportunity just to say a few words. Praise be to Allah. I pray that we, as brothers and sisters, we come together and stand up strong like a solid wall. And that all of us get in a position to be successful and we support each other. Assalamu alaikum.
Blair.
Hey. I'm doing a lot of talk.
Anybody got any questions you'd like to ask him? Okay, raise on your queue and telephone. Okay then, I got the brother Rakeez on here. Rakeez, you there?
Salaamu alaikum. You know I am.
I can't see you.
The phone ain't hang up.
Okay, I saw him later. You got it, Rakeez.
Wa alaykum salam to Allah. With the oneness of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, Lord and perish and sustain of all worlds, our siblings of knowledge. We have designed the heaven, the earth, the akhirah, and the hellfire only for a test, as Allah says, the men and jinn, men and jinn amongst us. Allah describes the jinn as smokeless fire. People are always angry and mad, not getting what they want. Rejectors, the one who rejects the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I hope that you bear witness. And all of the prophets, the angels, and Allah's books subhanahu wa ta'ala that he has designed and orchestrated upon this earth. We must understand that Adam was an interest. of a Shaitan, his curiosity. But his ego did not have him to define what Allah said after Allah said it. But he had an interest. As we find ourselves in the same interest of our desires. And the desires to not wanting to please our Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we have desires of feeding our corruption, of feeding our ignorance. And all of us are guilty of this sin, every soul upon earth. But Allah give us mercy. And his mercy that Allah give us is his test, one of the first mercies. It's the test of us being upon this earth. Our second test is to acknowledge who put us on this earth. And the third test is to follow what Allah put upon this earth for us to follow, whether we choose to be Muslims, Mu'minuns, Muhajireen, Caliphs, Christians, Jews, or Sabians, or even the people of the book. That's a choice. That's a choice that we make upon ourselves. Allah don't establish the ranks until we are so We need some water too. This is water right here. But we don't establish what we want to who we are until the permission is permitted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by striving. Adam striving from his curiosity. Adam strived. He was striving for some obedience. He was striving for a form of obedience to his maker. And it didn't come from Adam. It came from Allah. Allah says, I will give you some guidance, I will give you some scriptures, I will give you my word, and I will accept your repentance. If he choose to take it upon himself. And we find this same teaching in relationships. What the husbands are defined towards the wives, or the wives are defined towards their husbands. We find the same principle. Either they are friends or they are enemies. We find this in the relationship between men and men and women and women. We find these same relationships in business and economics and social life in our ummah. Allah tells us to treat our open enemy like an enemy. So don't treat Shaitan like he your friend. Meaning don't be so convinced in your desires or what you're trying to appeal towards your own mentality, or your own mind, or your own reasoning. He said, "Don't utilize that, and try to make that your friendship. If you utilize an evil, Allah will give you more evil. It don't matter who you are, who you think you are. But if you utilize in good, Allah say He give you more good." Our bodies are designed for submission. Our veins, our cells, our hearts, our minds, our thinking capacity, our feet, our hands, the way we are orchestrated, the way Allah created us, even from the semen in the egg to the embryo to the forming of the development of the sex. And two, it's a physical submission. Allah instructs Ah, his friend. Make Allah your friend, as Ibrahim, Prophet Abraham, and the rest of the believers. Allah said he chose him to be his friend. But to make Allah his friend, this is meaning what? This is meaning to keep your focus and concentration on Allah. Women ain't going to want to submit. You might don't have enough guap. You might ain't got enough money to make them want to. Okay, baby, let me do it, really what you want to say. And vice versa. But this is to the believers, because the believers have an orchestrated design that Allah designed within our own selves in submission to Allah, where it separates the enemies from the friends. Sometimes our ego, out of this curiosity, takes us to a worse level within our own ummah. For the rules and regulations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our Lord, designed for us to be human. What does ego do? What does jealousy and envy do? It dehumanizes your intelligence. It dehumanizes your hearts. It dehumanizes your area, your space of your own development. Meaning you will not be able to grow. And if you grow, just like Shaitan, you grow more evil. Well, okay, I can look at this person with an evil eye. Anywhere. If I can do it at the house, I can do it at the mosque. If I can do it in the streets, I can do it anywhere. And if you feel exceptional with doing that, then you have left the kingdom of Allah. You are not following Allah and Rasulullah. You follow Shaitan. Any evil act, Allah does not propose his blessing upon it. He's totally against it. You cannot grow. You cannot develop. You cannot bring a better position towards us as Muslims. You'll be defiant just as Shaitan. So it's no longer the interest of curiosity. It's acceptance of the Shaitan followers. So it deteriorates us as being human until we form into this gem character of being just mad and evil. Don't like people. Don't want to look at people correctly. Don't want to do what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says within our own ummah, as us as Muslims. The disbeliever will never understand what I'm talking about. The disbeliever don't believe in Allah, don't believe in the Rasulullah, don't believe in the angels, don't believe in the books, don't believe in submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's already confined. Confined with what? Confined with the position that he has put himself into, and Allah has got another position that he's going to put him into. He's preparing him for hellfire, for his hell, from Allah's hellfire. Yes, Allah is generous. Yes, Allah is more compassionate. But Allah also, he says, he is stern in his punishment. Allah says, save yourself. He's talking to the believers. He's not talking to disbelievers. He's not talking to the Kufars. He ain't talking to the ones who have no acknowledgement of him. He's not talking to the people of the books. He's talking to the believers. He's talking to the Mujahideens. He's talking to the Muslims. He's talking to the Khalifas. He's talking to all the righteous groups who call themselves righteous, who believe in Allah in the last day. That's who he's talking about. And he says, save yourself, dear brothers and sisters, from a painful. Now, Allah went from compassionate, and Shaitan al-Rajim, to he's saying, save yourself from a painful torment. Now he's telling he's the punisher. He the one who designed you, your soul, your body, your flesh. He's telling you, he's forewarning us. He said, save yourself. He said, don't, not together. This ain't together. This ain't no husband and wife. No. This ain't no father and son, no mother and father, no auntie and cousin, no grandmama and grandbabies. He said, save yourself. He said, once you understand you will save yourself, once you come to a conclusion, if I'm evil eyeing someone, it's wrong. I can give my servant this forgiveness because he have passed or she have passed this test that I have gave them. Now they ready for another one. He said, so save yourself and your family from a painful torment of hellfire. Then a lot more specific. He said, the field of this fire will be men in stones. He's being direct. This is not allegorical talk. This is not playing amusement. This is not no fairy tale. This ain't no dream. This is reality. This is our, to the believers, actuality. Because once you understand that what Allah wants for you, for your soul, for your eyes, for your ears, everything is very specific. Everything is straight up. You don't have to go to a sort of allegorical. He said the easy is the ones that's straight up. But he said, save yourself and your family from a painful torment of hellfire who fear is men in stones. He's telling you, it's hot. It's real hot. But this is for you to understand your own selves. Don't waste your time trying to understand your wives and your husbands, your children, your family members. Leave them alone. He said, understand yourself. Help yourself and save. He said, help yourself. And he said, save yourself. They got a saying in Christianity. Say, Jesus is our Lord. Jesus is the Lord, and he is the Savior. This is not being held accountable for your own selves, dear brothers and sisters. You want to rub it on someone else's. I don't care if it was somebody else's fault. It's still your fault because you could have made a decision that would not occur the ignorance that come out of it. And you're not going to understand it until you burn it in that fire yourself. We're not talking about this physical fire now. We're talking about a jealousy, an envy fire, a hatred fire, till you become in that form. And until you wake up and say, I don't want to be like this. This ain't me. Allah is totally against me. It's like you climbing a ladder. Allah putting a step in front of you to get to the next ladder, but you pushing yourself down. Allah ain't pushing you down. Your friends ain't pushing you down. Your family not pushing down. You started pushing yourself down. Allah describes hellfire as being down. He describes paradise as being up to the heavens, as his dome, as he sits on his throne. So I say this to be very, very mindful, Ummah, my community, of our own selves, because this is the first da'wah. It's our character. It's our character. And we cannot define our character till we define our own selves. Our own selves. Allah gave us that permission. He gave us that authority upon ourselves. Because not all the time you'll be influenced by righteousness. Or you will even be influenced to make your own decisions that will be better for your own living. We like to point the finger. We're good at that. We're very good at it. But you got to point the finger at yourselves, at ourselves, me included. I'm not saying nothing that I don't say and understand myself. But this is something that we have to look forward to. We have to look forward. We have to look forward to making ourselves, we got to be friendly to ourselves. We got to make a law, friend. We can't be enemies on ourselves. We're just going to accept everything of Shaitan. Allah says this to the believers, this is, and to ones that's not the believers. This is Allah's mercy. Allah says, extort your brother and your sister. He said, extort them in righteousness. That means continue talking about it. You know, mama says, don't do that, don't do that, don't do that, don't do that. Don't do that. As I grew up, my mama had a whole list before I go out of the house with my army, with my team, with my brothers. Whole list of what not to do. This is the extorting your brother and your sister in righteousness. Say, brother, you know, you don't look at your brother burning in hellfire. You're a kufar if you do that. You don't look at your brother. You see your brother trying to learn something, trying to do something, you assist your brother. Allah is more specific. He say even assist your brother in wealth, in alms, in righteousness. Or your sister. You don't look at them with evil eyes. Oh, that nigga ain't no good. And that nigga going down. Look at him. Look at him. Look at him. Last week he was up here right. This week what's wrong with him? You don't know. You could be that type of person that he need or that sister need. That little bit of care and concern. That little bit of interest. Not the interest of the Shayateen. Not the interest of Shaitan. No, dear brothers and sisters. But the interest of righteousness. The interest of how can you help your brother become something. Be somebody. How can you help your sister become something to be somebody? Not your dream. Not what you want to do. But help them. How so? Allah said none of us ever will get into the paradise until you want for your brother, until you want for yourself. And just because Allah say, Habibi, does not mean that he ain't talking to the women. It's the same for the women. The same as that for the women. There are rules and regulations we might don't want to abide by. We might don't want to abide by. But these are the rules for the Muslims. These are the rules for the God-fearing amongst us in our community. These are the rules. These are the rules for the righteous to obtain your salvation. We ain't seen salvation. We seen purity. We seen us clean ourselves up. We seen us go to Hajj. So we ain't seen salvation. So we haven't stuck to what Allah has ordained us to become and be. Not singular, but as a ummah, as a community. As a community. And you will never see growth in your community, dear brothers and sisters, until you get out your own heads, get out of your own envy, get out of your own jealousy, and help that brother or sister who needs that help. Sometimes they might just need a assalamu alaikum. How you doing? That's it. That's might all they need. But the way we greet each other, some of our salams don't mean nothing. What are you talking to me for? I heard he did something. I heard she did something. I don't like him. Then Allah gets very specific about that. He say, if you hear something or something being said, he said, why didn't you go to that person? You know why you ain't go to that person? Because you were too scared. Because that character don't fit that person. So it's a flaw in it. It's something that don't add up. So that ain't right. But you know what's easier for a person to do? On the satanic level? Not at ease on the righteous level. But what's easier for a person to do to dehumanize themselves? Oh, he did it. She did it. She guilty. He guilty. I don't even want him looking at me. Don't sit at this table.
don't come to the house of Allah. Not this one. As if the house of Allah, you own the house of Allah. You will never own the house of Allah. Allah's house is Allah's house. And it belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah said there'd be a group of believers that would maintain it. But Allah makes it very clear and established whose house it is. It's Allah's house. Very clear. Very clear. Well, he said, when you don't do as he said, then here comes the curiosity of the shayateen, the interest. Now it's the interest. Now it's a belief. Well, let's talk about her. Let's talk about her. Ain't nobody listening. Don't nobody see me. Then Allah calls us backbiters. Then he said, would you like to eat the flesh of your brother? Many of us, or your sister, many of us could be hungry. You don't want to eat no human being. But Allah make that comparison. It's like eating him. That means what? That means you eat him away from his character, from himself, from who he is. You ain't trying to better this brother. You trying to destroy this brother because you didn't sign up with Shaitan and playing like you a Muslim. You already contempt. You contempt for hell. So you know what Allah do? Allah make it easy for you. He make it more so you won't get no blessings. He make it more so you can sin. Easy. Why he not my usur yusra? Every difficulty comes with ease. So he make it more easier and easier and easier and easier and easier. And instead of Bakwa, Allah say, he make you deaf. Man, you can't hear no word of good. Why Allah is concentrating on us being humans more than jinns, more human characteristics than jinn, because he made us human to the ones that's human. That's why Allah is more concentrated on us. His will be done whether we like it or not. On earth, this is to the believers, because the believers know what they're supposed to do. The believers can't have attitudes like disbelievers are. Oh, humans ain't made their mind up. And it ain't making your mind up for this my husband, this my wife, this my friend, this my Habibi, this my brother. Heck no. Seek to be Allah. You make your mind up for Allah. You don't make your mind up for your handout. That's corruption. That's spreading corruption. Allah talks about the corruptors. Unless you just thought the corruptors was going around shooting and bang bang. No, Umar. Allah talking about us, he directing it to us as Muslims, us as humans, so that we can better ourselves. If you don't better yourself, then who's going to better you? You can't hide behind your husbands all day, your wives all day, your children, your mothers, your fathers, your cousins, your grandmamas, your sisters. You can't hide behind these good people. You got to stand on your own, brothers, sisters. You got to stand on your own. As if you're on a day of judgment. Every day. This will tighten you up. This is what you've been looking for, as the Imam explained it does. This will tighten you up. You stand on yourself as if you're in front of Allah on a day of Yom Kiyama every day. Or you stand in front of Allah as if Allah sees you as you see yourself every day. And if you can't say Bismillah when you're looking at someone, or you can't say, Allah, take this envy out of me. Take this jealousy out of me. Take the ignorance from me. Take it out of me, Allah. Let it all out. And work on yourself, then you is as guilty as this believer. You done made your minds up that you're going to really follow Shaitan. And you know when it's a gathering, it's hard to tell who with you and who not with you. Who going to fight with you and who ain't going to fight with you. Because you're going to want to chase popularity. You're going to want to chase who got more money. You're going to want to chase who who have more material things in his life that you ain't got. So you're going to make them your God. Or you're going to make yourself your God. And Allah says serve is prohibited in the religion of Islam, in the religion of Christianity, in the religion of Judaism, in the religion of people of the book, in the religion of the Sabians. You want to free yourself you want to be able to free yourself, dear brothers and sisters, my ummah, my community, from the chains that not Allah put on you. No, but you have put on yourself.
Brother, we got 60 seconds.
And your brother and your sister, if they got a bolt cutter, they need to start cutting it and forgive and relate their love for fisi be Allah back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Okay.
Then there's growth. And then you can grow mentally, physically, spiritually, economically. Then Allah blessings will bless you. Then Allah can say, oh, my servant has done what I have asked them to do. Where's the help of Allah? It's in your face.
Always.
I am Raqi. Thank you for listening. Assalamu alaikum. I'm going to close out with a hud. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Kuwallahu ahad allahu samad. Lam yu'alid wa lam yu'alad wa lam yakul awul kufu hun ahad. A'udhu billahi min shaitan ar-Rajim. I seek refuge in the name of Allah against the open enemy, shaitan. Say he Allah is one. He begets not. He's not born in his creation. And he does not die. He does not beget, neither is he begotten. And there's none upon his creation in heaven, in the waters, up under the earth, like unto him. Amen.
Thank everybody for listening. May Allah bless us all. See you tomorrow, inshallah. Thank everybody. Allah wa ta'ala.